Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on Five Fast Minutes, we have Mira Nagaz from ISPU, a place that I used to work at. So this is really cool to have her on. Mira, welcome.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. So tell everybody where you're located.
I'm calling in from Washington, D.C.
Fantastic. If you had 2 minutes to tell everybody about the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding, what would you like to tell them?
The elevator pitch.
Yes.
The short version is that ISPU puts relevant and rigorous research into the right hands. But the longer version, so I can explain a little more, I think like you, Muhi, and probably many of the people listening in, we share a vision for an America where Muslims are both thriving and equal. And we know that facts fuel positive change. In fact, they're really critical and essential to doing so. So we were founded about 20 years ago, nearly 20 years ago now, to generate and share an evidence base about American Muslims and issues impacting upon Muslim communities so that we could support well-informed dialogue and decision-making. And in this way, we aim to strengthen communities and build understanding between people. This was really, really crucial when we were founded in the aftermath of 9/11. And it is still crucial now as we are all experiencing the COVID crisis and we're entering the 2020 election season. It's just impossible to have productive conversations or make sound decisions if you don't have the facts first.
For sure.
So we conduct research, analysis to seek solutions to some of our biggest challenges. And we take what we know on the road, virtually and in person, so that we can educate people and raise awareness about the issues we're studying. And lastly, we equip change makers, the whole host of people who are working to strengthen Muslim communities and create understanding.
That's amazing. For sure. And for all of your forward thinking donors, like imagine 20 years ago, like where the Muslim community was, and they were, your donors were some of the first donors to think about this idea and to really put all of that into existence for the Muslim community. So what would you tell your donors today?
Wow. I mean, our donors have been with us, like I said, for nearly 20 years. And I think of it like a train, right? People get on at certain points. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got at the beginning, maybe throughout. But all of our donors are really the beating heart of our work. We carry out the work every day and we're privileged to do so, but it's really those visionary donors that entrust us and empower us, guide us and motivate us so that we can actually do this work. I would say to all of our donors and anyone who's considering donating that because of you, for example, in just 1 year, we were able to inform 1 billion readers across media platforms who publish our research on average twice a day. That's because of our donors, you know. It's because of our donors that we were able to equip nearly 3,000 change makers just in 2019 alone with original research that helps them do their work smarter and more effectively. So I really appreciate our donors for having the vision and the foresight to partner with us to build this evidence-based foundation for our families, for our communities, and for our country.
For sure. And AMCF is really honored to partner with ISPU on so many different projects. You know, we've sponsored the Muslim Philanthropy Study. We've given grants in Ramadan for matching campaigns and things like that in the past. And, you know, what would you like to say about AMCF?
Yeah, I owe you a huge debt of gratitude for all that and so much more. I think the word that comes to mind is vital. The work that you do is really vital and it's unique, if I can slip in another word there.
Sure. Definitely. Yeah. And obviously, ISPU is your favorite organization. I'm sure AMCF is another favorite organization for you. But really quickly, with the last 30 seconds, if you can simply just share what your personal favorite charities are that you give to.
So I am going to decline to answer that because, well, I'll answer it in a different way.
Okay.
The main thing for me is about finding nonprofits that align with your personal vision of right. the world and who effectively works towards that goal. So that's for my sure. challenge to all the viewers, is to keep on supporting those organizations that effectively are working towards that world that you want to see. I donate to about 15 or 20 charities
yeah.
every year, so it's really hard for me to pick a favorite besides ISPU.
Yeah.
AMCF, of course.
Yeah, no, thank you for your support to AMCF. And I think that's a great way to wrap up, is like talking about philanthropically Muslim values that you share and that you want to see the world become a better place, and giving based on those values. And to that point, AMCF is actually working with the Productive Muslim Company and their Baraka culture cards to create an exercise on what those values are that influence our charitable giving. And obviously, all of the nonprofits that you want to support, you can take a look at in our nonprofit directory, and you can empower this nonprofit ecosystem that we are all part of. So Mara, thank you so much for being on. It was lovely to reconnect with you, and I'm looking forward to all the amazing work that ISPU is going to do.
Thank you so much, Muhi, and thank you so much to AMCF for being such an incredible supporter. Thank you.
Wonderful. Take care.
Bye.